WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here, along with Reese Rogers from the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, as we have the Fort Recovery and Minster High School basketball game here. And Reese, these two teams always like to battle each other pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, these are both good tests for the Indians and the Wildcats. They're both in MAC hunt, so, I mean, they're trying to get the record up for the tournament draw, and, I mean, this should be a good one tonight, Rob.
Should be indeed. We had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mike Bayshore, earlier, and here is that interview. Back at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, we have Mike Bayshore with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the Greenville win the other night. Kids basically knew what they had to do, and they got it done.
Yeah, I think our defensive pressure really got to them, so we were pleased with that aspect of it. Thought we played much better in the second half than we did in the first half. So, we did what we needed to do and got out of there with a win.
When you evaluate a game like that, or any game as far as that goes, what kinds of things do you do after the game? Do you do it that weekend before Monday, or when do you take a look at the video and all that?
I usually watch film when I get home from a game at night. So we will look and see, you know, were we turning the ball over, were we running our offense. I thought we did those things all really well. We only had four turnovers, I think, for the game. So, and we were able to create defensive pressure to cause them to have a lot of turnovers. So we got done what we wanted to get done. So overall, I was pretty happy with what we did.
Well, tonight is the Minster Wildcats, and again, you're 0-1 in the conference with that tough loss against Versailles, so really kind of a must-win here tonight if you want to stay in the race for the conference title anyway.
Yeah, actually 1-1, but...
Forgot about the Parkway win. Let's give you credit for the Parkway win.
Wins, so. But they've got one loss, too, so we're both coming in here battling, trying to stay afloat, you know. We talked before the season. We think two losses could win this thing outright, but you definitely don't want to have a second loss your third game in with the schedule we have left to play. So we got our work cut out for us tonight with their size and their athleticism. But like I said, if we can do what we're capable of doing, then I like our chances.
Tell us a little bit about Minster and the type of game they like to play and what you need to do to beat them.
Well, they like to get the ball inside of the Schulze kid. They run a lot of high-low sets when he's on the floor. Being 6'9", he's a load to handle. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. They're hard to double down on because they got some kids from the outside that can shoot. They're just athletic, you know. I mean, they got a rich football tradition up there. So the kids are just, they're just athletic. They're good in every sport up there. So, you know, we've got some kids that are athletic too. So I think we're kind of evenly matched. If we can kind of maintain the Schulze kid a little bit, then I think we got a good shot.
Looks like a big crowd on hand tonight too. That ought to be fun.
Hopefully. They say, you know, everybody comes in here and says this is one of the toughest places in the league to play at. So hopefully we can put that to our advantage tonight.
All your kids okay this week health-wise?
Yeah, we're healthy. We're ready to go. I think we'll respond well tonight. I mean, it's all right there in front of us as far as the league goes, so we will have nobody to blame for ourselves but ourselves if it doesn't work out for us.
How about your starters this evening?
Same as usual. We'll go with Derek, Judy, Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, and Noah Leonard.
All righty, Coach. Hey, thanks for the conversation.
Well, thank you.
Good luck against the Wildcats.
Thanks, sir.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here with more. The game coming up in a moment. We'll be back in just a moment here from the Fort Site Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver and Reese Rogers back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, as we have, again, Fort Recovery Minster tonight. Reese, I wanted to run down real quickly the starting lineups for these two teams this evening.
For the Minster Wildcats, they're all seniors. Number 0, Cody Frerichs. Number 2, Jack Hebert. Number 4, Noah Enningking. Number 12, Mike Kedler. And number 50, Jared Schultze. And for the Indians, a junior. Number 0, Grant Canapi, a sophomore. Number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, a sophomore, Derek Judy. A sophomore, number 12, Clay Schmitz. And a sophomore, number 15, Noah Leonard.
So how do you pronounce Cody's name?
Frerichs. How much? Jared Schultz, I think.
Schultze. He's their big 6'9 guy. So,
yeah. I mean, like Bayshore said, Rob, I mean, we're going to deal with the height. And, I mean, that's going to be a big challenge here for Noah Lawrence and Clay Smith to keep, I mean, offensive boards and just trying to keep him off of just scoring easy for him. So,
good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians today from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tan, also wish the Indians good luck. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Stop by soon. Noah Leonard. Two big guys jumping here. Noah Leonard's for Fort Recovery and the Schultze kid for Minster. How about that? We got the tap.
How about that?
Peyton Judy with the basketball back out front. Over on the left side, it goes to Clay Smith. Clay top of the key. He'll pass to Grant Canapp. He moves left, fires a three. It goes down. What a way to start the game, huh?
Yeah, that's a good start for Coach Bayshore and the Indians.
Grant Canapp, he drills a three-pointer. Making it 3-0 inside to Schultze, and he scores. Schultze scoring from inside. Jared Schultze, 6'9". That's going to be the challenge of the evening, is stopping him from getting those baskets inside. Here's Noah Leonard on the right. He will pass back outside to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke goes in, fires a shot up. It's no good. Rebound Schultze. Bodies all over the place, including Peyton Judy. But he's okay. Here comes Minster with the basketball. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, and Versailles. Inside shot by Schulte, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Oh, I thought that went off of Schulte, but he said no, it went off of Fort Recovery.
I couldn't really see it, so, I mean, he's closer view than us, so.
Here comes the inbounds pass to Schultze. He'll turn, fire, and miss. Air ball, rebound Clay Smits. Good defense there by the Indians. Right side, there's Grant Kanapke. He'll whip the pass back out to Clay Smits. Goes down the lane, pops the shot from 10. Doesn't go. Rebound Schultze. Schultze from Minster. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Derek Judy with the rebound. He'll drive down, fire it up, and in and out, no good. Rebound Schultze off the hands of Judy, and they're going to say Judy touched it last. You didn't see the game last night, I don't think, did you?
No, I did not.
That was a tough Minster Lady Wildcat team, I'll tell you. Your sister was over there.
Yeah.
and her little one, and another one's coming, I see.
Yep, start of February, so.
Yeah, well, congratulations to them. Shots from the right corners up and good by Mike Kettner. And makes it 5-3 now. Minster takes the lead. First three-point shot of the night for the Wildcats. Here's Peyton Judy driving in. Ball's shot is blocked. No foul. Here comes Minster the other way. Up and in. Boy, they like to get out and go, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Scoring on the play there was Jack Heitbrink. Wow. That was quite something else. Derek Judy out front with the basketball. He will work to the left side, goes down to the baseline, feeds off to Noah Leonard's right in front of the basket. It rolls off the rim. And there's a foul called on Derek Judy. They say he reached in on Schultze. So, that is number one on Derek. Indians only points, Grant Kanapke's three-point shot. Court recovery 5-3, and Minster's 4-3. Here's an inside shot attempt by Schultze, and they say Grant Kanapke knocked the ball away and onto the end line, so it'll be given back to Minster. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity won a nice game tonight. They're handing Minster their first loss of the year.
A good win for Coach O, and I mean Brian Benn and the guys played well. So
yeah, they are 8-1 now on the season. Minster with the basketball back out top. And there's a ball tipped by Derek Judy, picked up by Minster with the ball there for the Wildcats. Mike Kettner, he still has it. He'll pass over on the left side. And there's a ball tipped by Peyton Judy, but Minster manages to save it. Cross-court pass to the right. Heitbrink fires it up and got it. Heitbrink on a three. And Minster's out to a quick start, 10-3. And Coach Mike Bayshore says, I've seen enough. Timeout, Indians. So we'll be back in a moment here. Coming to you from the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Big Mac conference game going on tonight between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Minster Wildcats. I'm Rob Weaver with Reese Rogers alongside. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
So back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, did they not take a timeout?
I think it was a sub. I have no clue.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was a short timeout, and in the meantime, Jack Heitbrink hit another three-point shot for Minster, and Derek Judy hit a two for Fort Recovery, so it's 13-5. Inside there is Schultze. He scores on a reverse layup. Schultze with 4 points tonight. He's their 6'9 center, and Minster's out to a 15-5 lead here. Not what Fort Recovery wanted to have happen here, Reese.
I mean, I just see a lot of just okay passes and just a few turnovers. And, I mean, like you said earlier, Rob, I mean, Minster's going to get out and run on us, and they have so far.
Well, they have been able to do that, that's for sure. Grant Kanapke with the ball. Here's Noah Leonard's way out top. On the left to Derek Judy. Judy dribbles now towards the free throw line in the lane, stops, pops the shot back, or the pass back to Clay Smits. He'll come down, spins, fires, and hits Clay Smits. Makes it 15-7. Indians back to within 8 with 3:17 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Schultze will lob it inside, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It'll be out of bounds to the Minster Wildcats. Who's that foul on?
Grant Kanapke's first, team's third.
Cal Pharmacy, don't forget, their Fort Recovery location is open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday until 6 on Fridays for your convenience. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Minster with the basketball. I'm impressed with this Heitbrink kid. Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointers up and good by Noah Enneken. Inokin gets a three-pointer. That makes it 18-7 now. Well, I didn't really see this coming. Here's Clay Smits on the outside to Peyton Judy. Peyton has not scored yet tonight. Clay Smits with it. Back outside into Clay Smits. He'll turn and fire and miss. Rebounds knocked around, picked up by Derek Judy. Judy goes back to the hole, puts the shot up, and got it! And he's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call Schultze, the big 6'9 guy, with the foul. Nice drive by Derek Judy. Schultze's first personal foul. And Minster put some subs in.
Jacob Salazar and Justin Nixon.
Schultze goes out to take a rest for one. Derek Judy at the line. Come on, Derek. Ah, it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to the Minster Wildcats. Here they come down the court. They're leading 18-9 here in this first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Right corner back outside. With the ball there was the Mike Kettner kid. They get it inside. Shots up and no good by Cody Frericks. And we have Fort Recovery getting the rebound. Derek Judy brings it down. He'll go to the hole. Tries to scoop it up. Oh, can you believe that? They say he just lost the ball out of bounds. Derek says, hey, man, I got popped in the forehead.
Yeah, he got hit from behind, and I think his shot was blocked out of bounds. I don't think it even came close to hitting him on the way down, but they're going to give it to Minster.
They are indeed. 1:48 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Again, 18-9 the score. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, it's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, their handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park to help you out. Minster with the ball, passing it around the perimeter. Over here to Mike Kettner. There's his three-point shot up and good. Kettner now with 9 points. Here's a reverse layup by Grant Kanapke. He can't get it. Derek Judy got the shot blocked, picked up by Blaine Kobe. He scores, and Blaine is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Boy, we needed that one. That makes it 21-11. And Blaine Kobe will be at the line. We've been there one other time. Minster has yet to be to the free throw line. Wildcats in their black uniforms and orange lettering. They are playing very impressive tonight. Blaine Kobe puts it up and in. 1:10 to go, 21-12. What do we have to do, Reese, to turn this game around?
I mean, it's just, I mean, as so far, I mean, they've been shooting three really well. I mean, I think Coach Bashiro on the interview you had, and he's more worried about the inside presence. I mean, then you get closer to the Minster shooters. So I think that's going to be a way the Indians are going to get back into this.
Well, so far, you're right. That's where they've hurt us, those three-point shots. Here's a drive to the hoop back in the corner. Three-point shots up and no good this time. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Blaine Kobe. Blaine dumps it over to Peyton Judy. Come on, Judy, drill a three, Petey. Here it goes. It's good. There we are. Three-point shot by Peyton Judy. He gets his first basket of the evening, and we're back to a six-point game, 21-15. And it's tipped and almost stolen by Peyton Judy. He says, man, I had an easy basket if I could have come up with that one. 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Reese Rogers for the broadcast tonight. Minster with the ball, leaving it around here, working the clock down, and they try to get it inside. They throw it away. We've got a chance to score. Clay Smits to Peyton Judy. Down, he puts it up and can't get it, and time runs out. Daggone. Had a chance to score there right at the buzzer, but the score is still only a six-point game, and I feel pretty good about that, Reese, after we had all those troubles with the Minster Wildcats on the fast breaks and so forth. They almost buried us there.
Yeah, I mean, they had a few turnovers at the very beginning, and that's where Minster got, and really start going. I mean, Coach Bayshore's got to be happy, like you said, they'd only be down six to start the second quarter.
We'll be back with quarter number two. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return in just a moment.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. So Minster will have the ball to start the second quarter. Tossing it in here will be Cody Frericks. And down it comes. Top of the key to Frericks. He'll pass over on the left side. 21. A very disappointing first half of play here. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Doggone it. Tough second quarter there. We came in trailing only by 6, and we end up trailing at the halftime by 18, 39-21. Let's see, they outscored us there by 18-6 in that second quarter. Reese will give you all the halftime scoring in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and Fort Recovery Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with those halftime stats coming your way right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a living part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse with Reese Rogers. Let's move over to Reese in the halftime stats. The scoring, Indians trailing by 18 here at the halftime, 39-21. Reese?
For the Indians, Green Canapi has 3, Petey Judy has 3, Derek Judy has 4, Clay Schmitz has 2, Noah Lawrence has 4, and Blaine Toby has 5. And for the Wildcats, Cody Frericks has 2, Jack Heiprink has 8, Noah Enneking has 6, Trent Rechterman has 2, Mike Kettner has 9, Jared Schultze has 10, and Justin Nixon has 2.
That Schultze kid, Jared Schultze, he is a man, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's all 6'9", of what this paper says. I kind of looked him at the beginning and thought maybe he's a little shorter, but, I mean, he's a tall, he towers over Noah. And, I mean, Noah's what? 6'6", so I believe it. So
once again, the score at the first quarter was only 21-15. We were down by 6. And here at halftime, it's a different story. Indians have a long way to catch up now. Minster 39 and Fort Recovery 21. What do you think we have to do to get back in this game, Reese?
I mean, we're not really hitting shots. I mean, P only has 3, and he's usually the leading scorer, usually for the Indians. I mean, him and Graham got to step up, and that's 2 of Bayshore's top scorers. And, I mean, for guarding the Minster, I mean, I really don't know what to do. Do you guard the 3 and let the bigs go do their work, or do you, I mean, it's...
and mean the three's killing us and Schultz's killing us. I mean, there's not much.
When they're working both ends of it, yeah. It's just hard to stop them.
Yeah, it just, I mean, that's, like you said, it's just hard. And I bet Bayshore has a plan, though, so.
Oh, I'm sure, yep. Well, the JV team did win tonight. They handed Minster their first loss of the year, and we'll give you the scoop on that coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, again, Rob Weaver and Reese Rogers in a big conference game tonight. Minster in the lead here, 39-21. And I know Coach Bayshore's got to be very disappointed with this halftime score. Coach Tony Overton is a happy guy tonight, though, as his Indians handed Minster their first loss of the year, 44-40. Tell us about that, Reese.
Scoring for the Indians, Wendell had 5, Riley Will had 2, Ian Home had 9, Brian Ben had 12, Regan Martin had 6, Ryan Post had 2, and Gavin Kobe had 8 for the Wildcats. Schmidt had 2, Falk had 14, Limco has 3. My bad. Niekamp had 3, Limco had 9, Pringer had 4, Albers had 2, and Webker had 6. I mean, the Indians played well. Kind of a slow start by Homan and Ben, but they stepped up. I mean, Ben had 12, Home had 9, and Gavin Toby had 8. So that's been the leading score for Coach O so far. Even throughout this whole season, them three have been making the way for the JV team. So that's a good win.
And their record improves to 8-1 with that nice win, 44-40 over Minster. And they really had a great start, unlike the varsity. The JV team started out 10-0.
Yeah, that's probably one of the quickest I've seen them get out and go. And I mean, 10-0 run, I mean, there's a lot you can do with being a coach. You can kind of keep it going and kind of play your own game. I mean, the time's in your hands now, so.
Well, the varsity needs to get things rolling here as the Indians trailing 39-21 right now. Minster put it to our girls team last night, 54-24. So we hope this game's not going to end up that way. Let's hope the Indians can close the gap here in the third quarter.
Yep, I mean, it's going to come out the first 3 minutes. I mean, that's what all coaches preach. First 3 minutes of the second half will determine this game. So we'll see how the Indians come out and play.
We'll be back with the start of the second half. Minster leading Fort Recovery 39-21.
years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Okay, here we go. We've got the ball, so let's make the best of it here. Let's get a score, guys. Peyton Judy on the left. Guarded very closely. Fires a three anyway. It's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Schultze, the big guy. 6'9 or more. And Minster has the basketball. Jared Schultze. He is tough in the middle. Not only is he big, Reese, but he's a really talented guy.
Oh, yeah, he has a big body frame. I mean, he knows how to use his body, and he looks like a pretty good basketball player.
Sometimes big guys just take up space, but not him. There's a pass inside that's broken up by Noah Leonard, trying to get it to Schultze. Peyton Judy over to Derek Judy. Derek brings it back out top. He'll pass to Grant Kanapke. Fires a three. Get in there. No, it doesn't go. Rebound comes to Schultze of Minster. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, by the way, is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. And there's a turnover caused by Clay Smith as he tipped the ball. And it ended up going off of Cody Frerichs for Minster. So we get it back. Derek Judy will bring it up. Indians trail by 18. Well, we've had two chances to cut the gap and haven't done it. Let's make it here. Peyton Judy on the left out to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbles around, passes back out to Derek Judy. Derek looks inside, lost the ball. Goes down and gets it, though, and passes back out to Peyton Judy. Right side to Clay Smiths. Clay in the lane, and a foul's going to be called on Minster. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians here. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for outstanding service of your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. This quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. There's a shot up and no good by Grant Kanapke, and the rebound comes down to the Minster Wildcats. Back outside with the basketball, Frerichs. He will feed it over here on the left side. Back out top it goes to Noah Inneking. Down low, a fall-away shot is no good. Tipped by Clay Smith, picked up by Derek Judy. Indians have the basketball. And we get a fourth try. Here's Peyton Judy on a three. Yes, it goes down. Way to go, Petey. We need more of that. 39-24, Indians cut the lead. Back to 15 points. And there's a lot of time left here, so don't give up on these Indians. On the left side, it goes to Noah Inneking. Over on the right, there's Jack Heitbrink. He was hot early. Here's a shot from the left side. In and out on a three. Rebound, Noah Leonards. And here comes Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy's going to fire a three. Yes, it goes! Peyton Judy gets another three. And that cuts the lead to 39-27. Back to 12 points now. That's what we needed. Minster with the basketball. They have not scored. Stolen by Peyton Judy. Down he comes. He lays it up. No good. Rebound up and good by Clay Smith. And it's a 10-point lead. Indians on an 8-0 run in the first 3 minutes. Hey, there you go. You called that right.
Yep. I mean, Indians came out high. I mean, I bet Coach Bayshore got them a little bit, and they're showing it right now. So they cut the lead to 10.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more in the third quarter. Indians only down by 10 with 5:05 to go here in the quarter.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Student section's all cranked up down there.
I don't know, Hawaiian or beach or I don't know what it is. So it's more of like a beach theme to me. So
you remember those days, don't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I do, yeah.
So what are you doing these days?
I'm at college. I'm at Edison. I'm playing baseball this spring for them and studying to be a special education teacher.
Hats off to you, guy. That'll be a really rewarding career. And there's the ball tipped away by Grant Kanapke to Peyton Judy. Back to Kanapke. We score again. 39-31 as we have scored 10 points in a row. Indians only trail by 8 now. And we're back in this game. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Right side jumper is good. Minster stops the bleeding for a little while as it was Jack Heitbrink hitting a three from the corner, making it 42-31, and that was their first basket of the third quarter. Took them about 3.5 minutes to get it. Indians with the ball. Now we're down by 11. Clay Smith's out front. There's Peyton Judy. He'll fire a three. Short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Noah Leonards. It'll be given to Minster. Petey, pretty short on that one. That's unusual for him.
Yeah, I mean, I looked short off the bat, and I mean, he's the high hand right now, so they're going to keep trying to find him.
Hey, I got no problem with that shot. He was fairly open, too.
Yeah.
Here's Grant Kanapke trying to steal the ball, but he can't quite save it in time as it goes out of bounds off of Grant's. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. If you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, I might mention, that's being heard on our other side, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM for the Jay County Bluffton girls game tonight. I'm Rob Weaver with Reese Rogers from the Fortside Fieldhouse for the Fort Recovery Minster game here this evening. Inside, back over on the left. And there's a foul on Noah Leonards. They say he reached in on Jared Schultze. Out of bounds to the Minster Wildcats. Number two on Noah. Our leading scorer is Peyton Judy with 9 points. Actually, I think he has more than that, doesn't he?
He has nine. 1-3 in the first quarter and 2 threes in the third.
There's a shot up and good by Schultze. Jared Schultze in the lane, about an 8-footer. Makes it 44-31, back to a 13-point lead now as Minster starting to widen the gap a little bit again. We don't want that to happen. Let's stop them right here. Here's Peyton Judy passing on the left to Grant Kanapke. Inside to Noah Leonards to Peyton Judy. And Peyton lays it in. Give Noah Leonards the assist and Peyton Judy the easy layup, and they slap hands going down the court, congratulating each other. And the Indians are back to within 11 again. Corner shot is good. Mike Kettner hitting a three. He is tough on those threes. I think that's three for him at least today.
Four.
Inside, there's a turnaround shot by Noah Leonards. Off the rim, no good, and all of a sudden we've gone cold. And Minster starting to build their lead back up again. And here's a foul called on either Peyton Judy or Noah Leonards. As Schultze was fouled, it's going to be on Peyton Judy. So, Jared Schultze goes to the free throw line. One of a rare free throw for them. Is this their first free throw tonight?
Yes, it is.
He will put it up, and it is good.
Indians going down the lane twice.
Indians will be on the road tomorrow night at Lincoln View. You won't be able to hear that on the radio, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Fort Recovery at Lincoln View. We'll have the girls game tomorrow during the day. Fort Recovery entertaining Liberty Benton at 1:30 varsity time tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Second free throw is also good, making it 49-33. And doggone it, we had the lead down to 8. Now it's back up to 16. Come on, Indians. Get back on the horse here. Derek Judy out front. He'll pass on the left to Peyton Judy. Peyton will pass back to Grant Kanapke. Inside to Noah Leonards. Works and turns and fires and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Cody Frericks for Minster. Over on the left side, 3-point shot is good. by Jacob Salazar. And now the lead is back up to 19 points now, their biggest lead of the game, I think. Derek Jeudy on the left to Grant Konapke. Boy, that hurts. We had him down to 8. Now it's back up to 19. Grant Konapke goes to the hole, fires it up there, no good. Rebound, Noah Leonard's back up, and no good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Minster. Frericks came away with the board for the Wildcats. Right side it goes to Jacob Salazar. Over on the left in the corner, shots fired up and good by Trent Retkerman. Retkerman gets a 3. That gives him 5 on the night. And it's 55-33. Now it's a 22-point lead. And here is a foul called on Minster. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Timeout Indians. We trail by 22 with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter, 55-33.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, Reese, boy, I thought we were making a nice comeback there, and then you got to give Minster credit. They came charging back.
Yep, I mean, they hit four threes so far in this third quarter, and I mean, I guess, like I said, I don't really know what to do. I mean, Schulze's killing you inside, and then they're killing you on threes. I mean, it's really what you want to suffer, too, so.
And like we said before, it makes it very difficult when they're good at both parts of the game. Here's Noah Leonard inside, and he scores, and he'll be at the free throw line. Way to go, Noah. Noah gets a much-needed Fort Recovery basket to cut the lead to 20, 55-35. And he'll be at the line with a free throw coming here. They gave that foul to the Wildcats. I don't have him on my scorecard here.
Justin Nixon, 42.
Yeah,
Justin Nixon. Okay.
Noah Leonard's at the line. Come on, Noah. He bounces that basketball, puts it up, and got it. Noah Leonard's listed at 6'6". Minster with the ball. They lead by 19, 55-36 here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Back outside, and they threw it away. Thank you very much. Tossing the ball to his teammate was Trent Retkerman, but the teammate darted towards the baseline and was gone by the time the pass came by. So coach takes Retkerman out. Varsity coach is Michael McClurg. He's got a nice team. Here's a steal by Minster. 2 points at the other end by Jack Heitbrink. That gives Heitbrink 13 points on the night now, and it's 57-36. Indians have the ball back. Derek Jeudy goes down the lane, stripped away, and Minster comes up with it. No shot there. And here's Derek Jeudy stealing the ball and going the other way. He'll put it up and score. Derek Jeudy says, hey, man, I got fouled. Official didn't see it that way. 57-38. Indians trailing by 19 with 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Working the ball on the right side. Shot from the corner. Mike Kettner hits a shot from the corner. That gives him 15 points now on the night. 60-38 after 3. We cut the lead down to 8. And then Mister didn't score until about 3.5 minutes gone in the quarter, and then, boy, they took off and pulled away from us again. 60-38, Minster on top, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our second or our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Lead is 22 points after three quarters, 60-38. Any observations, Reese, from that third quarter?
The Wildcats were 21 points, and Indians had 17. A lot of threes still. I mean, just like we talked about, I mean, they had five or six threes that quarter, and that's what put them to this big lead.
They've outscored us every quarter tonight, 21-15 in the first quarter, 18-6 in the second quarter. And what was it in the third quarter, you said?
21-17 in the third.
Minster with the ball, and they almost lost it. They still have the basketball. Oh, tipped away by Clayton Pearson, but Minster got it back. Jack Heitbrink came up with it. Here's a three-point shot. It's good again. Jacob Salazar hits a three. Boy, life is nice when you have shooters. You know that?
For sure.
Minster has shooters tonight. I don't know if they shoot like this all year. 63-38. Here's Peyton Judy in and out on a three. Rebound comes to the big guy, Jared Schultze. Here comes Heitbrink with the ball for Minster. That's Kettner, I should say, Mike Kettner. Now here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by Noah Inneking. Inneking makes it 65-38. As Minster continues to widen the gap. Peyton Judy in the lane. He'll stop. He'll pop. And missed it in and out. And here's Minster coming up with the rebound. Jack Heitbrink came down with the board. The Wildcats come down with it, leading 65-38 in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. For quality building materials, including Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Rob Weaver here, along with Reese Rogers. Indians trailing by big time, 65-38. Here's a corner shot. No good this time. Rebound Peyton Judy on the miss by Mike Kettner. Here come the Indians with the ball. Grant Kanapke fires a three. Got it. Grant Kanapke connects on a three. That gives him 8 points on the evening and makes it 65-41. Minster brings it up. With the ball, there's Jacob Salazar. He'll pass over here to Jack Heitbrink. Heitbrink goes into the big guy. Ought to be a charge, and it is. Going to call a charge on Jared Schultze. He hit the basket, but they'll take it away. Man, he is a big dude, isn't he?
Yes, he is. 6'9", and looks a pretty built kid, so, I mean, I probably had to hurt, so.
Yeah, who got knocked down there? I didn't
see Noah.
Yeah, Noah did?
Noah or Clayton, one of the two.
Peyton Judy on the right side. Out top, there's Grant Kanapke on a three. Didn't go. Rebound comes down to Minster. Coming up with the board is Cody Frericks. Here come the Wildcats, leading 65-41 with 5:10 to go in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Out top with the ball is Noah Inneking. Inneking, he'll pass off to Heitbrink. No good. Rebound, Schultze, he scores. That might have actually been a pass to Jared Schultze. And he scores underneath. They've got it going. They score inside. They score outside. Peyton Judy underneath. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound comes down to Minster. All the way Heitbrink. He scores. Jack Heitbrink now has a total of 15 points on the evening. Here's Grant Kanapke. Turns, fires, and hits. Grant Kanapke with 10 points now. Tate Judy has 11. Seven points for Noah Leonards on the evening, and timeout's going to be called by Minster. Timeout Minster with 4:17 to go in the ballgame. It's Minster 69, Fort Recovery 43 here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Anderson is the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors, and your Anderson dealer is, of course, Fort Recovery Lumber Company here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget, Fort Recovery Lumber has an excellent design service. If you have an idea for a project you want to build and you're not sure where to begin, just go to their store here, their location here in Fort Recovery, and ask them about designing the project for you. Once they get the project designed, they'll be happy to help you build that project with the quality building materials available from Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Minster with the ball. Inside's knocked away by Noah Leonards, and Peyton Judy came out with it, but he lost the ball. It's up and no good by Minster, and they'll chase it down in the backcourt. On the left, there's Heitbrink firing a three. He missed it. Rebound Grant Kanapke, but he lost the ball. But they say it went off of Noah Inneking of Minster. And what happened now? They call a tech. Called a tech on Grant Kanapke. Grant must have said something to the official like, well, you finally called one right.
I think he threw it hard at him. I mean, Grant didn't mean it. I mean, that's what even Grant said to him.
Oh, is that what happened? Too bad. Too bad for Grant. He's been playing really hard. And so this gives Minster two free throws here. First one's up and good. At the line for the Wildcats is Mike Kettner. Makes the first one and the second one. He has 17 points now on the evening. Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors. Not been a happy night tonight for the Indians. That is for sure. A rough go here this evening. Now, and Mister, of course, will get the ball after the free throws. Here they come, leading 71-43. Out top it goes. Out of Cody Frericks. Frericks guarded by Noah Leonards, or by Clay Smits, rather. Back out top, inside to Schulze. Should be, a charge on Jared Schulze as he knocked Clay Smits to the floor. Definite charge. Number three on Schulze. I'm impressed with this Minster team. I was impressed with their girls' team last night. I'm impressed with their boys' team here tonight. They're going to whip us, both teams, by about 30 points. Reese, that's tough to take on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, for sure, for both programs. I mean, both programs are expecting to come in to win, and, I mean, Minster's been impressive, both teams, like I said. And I'm really impressed by this Minster team, just the way, like you've been saying. I mean, they can shoot the three, then they can get inside and score inside. I mean, it's both things you can do there, and it's a pretty good team. They're going to be hard to beat.
Noah Leonards missed the shot, but there was a foul on Minster, Mike Kettner, on the rebound, so the Indians have the ball back. Back out to Noah Leonards. Here's Peyton Judy with the basketball. They've had little number four, Noah Inneking, on him about all night. Here's a drive by Derek Judy, no good. Rebound comes to Minster, the big guy. Jared Schulze got the rebound. 3 minutes to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. The Indians are trailing here 71-43. Right side, ball's loose, picked up by Frerichs, and here's Schulze inside, and he scores. Picked up by Frerichs, I should say. And Jared Schulze scores inside to make it 73-43 now, and Schulze has 16 points. Give him 18, I should say. 18 for Schulze, 17 points for Mike Kettner, and 15 points for Jack Heitbrink. They're three big guns. And Inneking's almost in double figures. He has 8. Here's Schulze at the line. He misses the free throw. And rebound comes. That's because he wanted to stay in the game. Rebound comes to Peyton Judy. He collides with Minster, and there's going to be a charge called on Peyton Judy. Fort Recovery Lumber, your dealer for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. Serving Fort Recovery and the surrounding area for more than 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And you know, in today's business climate, when you've survived 100 years plus, you're doing things right. Mister with the basketball. A bunch of subs in the game now for Minster. 73-43. Here's the ball tick by Clayton Pearson. There's going to be a foul on Fort Recovery. We're going to call that on Clayton Pearson. We've got Noah Leonards, Clayton Pearson, Clay Smits, Petey Judy in there, and Derek Judy in the lineup. After the technical foul, Coach took Grant Knapke out of the game. Again, the Indians are at Lincoln View tomorrow night. Let's hope it's a better result. Here's a steal by Clay Smits. He'll come down and put it up and in, and it's good. Clay Smits will have a chance to get the three-point play the old-fashioned way here. Going to call that foul on Trent Retkerman. Retkerman with the foul. Free throw's no good. And it's thrown out of bounds. They say it went off of Petey Judy. He can't believe it. And neither can the Fort Recovery fans on the far side. But that's not going to make a whole lot of difference here. We're trailing 73-45. Well, that was walking.
Yeah, he did.
Outside by the center circle. Here's Kettner with the ball. Now back out it goes to Trent Retkerman. To Kettner, Mike Kettner. He lost the ball, but picked up by Minster. Kettner gets it back. Kettner's had a nice game with 17 points. And here's timeout again for the Wildcats. 73-45 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. 1:24 left to go. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Minster with the basketball. Down the lane, ball's loose, picked up by the Wildcats. So your take on that technical a moment ago, what happened exactly?
Grant kind of got the ball, and he kind of flipped it to him, and he wasn't looking. It hit him. I mean, I don't know how hard it was, but it wasn't a technical worthy, and Grant even said to him right before he gave him technical, my bad, it's all my fault, and he teed him up right after. And I don't really understand that. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to change the game or the effect of this game, but it's kind of a...
Bayline just scored for Minster. Here's a three-point shot up and good by Jacob Salazar as the assault continues. Minster 78 and Fort Recovery 45. With the final minute of play here, folks. Disappointing outing tonight. Here's Clay Smits. Nice move, and he scores. That sophomore's got some nice moves. He puts it up and in. 78-47. Lead is back to 31 now for Minster. They're just going to run the clock out now. That's going to be your final score. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. We'll be back to wrap up the broadcast tonight, give you the final scoring. Coming your way in just a moment. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Indians fall tonight 78-47. We'll return here in just a moment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Back here at the Fortside Field, as Rob Weaver with Reese Rogers. Reese, I'll let you run down the scoring and let you get out of here. So give us the sad story tonight.
For the Indians, 15 the first, 21 after two, 38 after three, and then 47 after four. For the Indians, number zero, Grant Konecki had 10, Petey Judy had 11, Derek Judy had 6, Clay Schmitz had 8, Noah Lawrence had 7, and Blaine Toby had 5. And for the Wildcats, 21 after 1, 39 after 2, 60 after 3, and 78 after 4. Scoring for them, Cody Ferris had 2, Jack Heiprink had 15, Noah Enneking had 8, Trent Rechterman had 5, Mike Kittner had 17, Jacob Salazar had 9, and Jared Schulze had 18.
So they outscored us every quarter. Again, 21 to 15 in the first quarter, 30. The second quarter was 18 to 6. than 21-17 and in the third quarter. That was our best quarter.
Yeah.
We got back to within eight points with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, but then Minster took off again, and then they outscored us in the last quarter 18-9. So we got blitzed in every quarter tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we'll try to put things back together, and the Indians will be at Lincoln View tomorrow night. So hopefully it'll be a better outcome for recovery. Do you know anything about Lincoln View?
They're usually pretty scrappy, I would have to say. I mean, I'm not sure if they've been good in the past years, but they have always been kind of a scrappy team and would do what they can to score. And I mean, I bet Coach Bishop will be ready for them coming in. Let's see how they come out tomorrow after this kind of a big loss here at the Fort.
Again, the B team won tonight. The junior varsity won by a score of 44-40 to hand Minster their first loss of the year. And Fort Recovery's reserve team goes to 8-1 on the season. Once again, leading the way was Brian Benn with 12. Ian Holman had 9. Gavin Toby with 8 points. And Regan Martin had 6 for the Indians. Hey, Reese, thanks a lot. Appreciate you helping us out.
Anytime.
Number one Reds fan in Fort Recovery, Reese Rogers. So how's your, what are you hoping to, what position are you hoping to
play? Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.